This is Speed Drive, written by Oddishly and read by Tipsy Kitty. Time was moving strangely. A moment ago, Steed was leaning against a railing and about to ask Ed to slow dance on deck. Then some other things happened, and now Steed was a murderer. Steed took off one of his trinkets and laid it on the desk, then another one. He let his fingertips rest there.
"I'm a murderer,"
said someone else with blood on his hands in Steed's memory.
"I don't know, Captain."
Steed peeked at the memory. Nothing else was happening in the cabin, so he took the memory out proper and looked at it from all angles, made himself really familiar with it again, examined the blood crawling over the cracks in his knuckles, seeping into the floorboards, the crunch of the broken eye socket, the rucked clothes over dead knees, the wail that he had rather liked before. The body of someone he last knew as a cruel, vindictive child, that now just took up space as a misshapen uniform disfigured by a sword on Steed's floor. He looked and looked at the memory, until it felt like he might be ready to slot himself back into it, and until it felt like the memory might just take him back, too. The door knocked, and everything sped up again.
"Hey,"
said Ed, and that was the last thing Steed heard until he was dragging him in. Both hands in his jacket, Steed's feet bare but Ed's boots heavy, the thud of Ed's back against the wall, breath punching out of him, the look that said he knew who and what he was looking at, and that the answer was still yes. Steed's insides were curdling. Everything went back to molasses slow. Wasn't that strange? Why was that? Never mind. He took advantage of whatever it was that time was doing here to look over Ed's face. The wide eyes, the open mouth, that little dip between his eyebrows. Had that always been there? Did Steed put that there? Onward, cheekbones softened by candlelight, the gently sloping nose that caught the shadows, the beard that said I already loved you then, and I would do it again, the click in his throat as he swallowed and nodded. There was no way back from here. In the morning, Steed would be someone else, a different kind of pirate captain, finally recognizable as such by any man in the Caribbean who sailed in a stolen ship. He might even be acknowledged as one of them, and all it cost was. A sorry little prick of hope cut Steed's stomach. A way in, at last. Back to tonight. Tonight he was still himself. And Ed was going to show him what to do and let him pretend that it would last. They would roll into bed together, and the rest of the world would stay on the outside, and time would slow down so they never had to leave. Or else it might all speed up again. Their mouths were coming together, their hips. Ed's knees were buckling, and Steed brought his hand to the back of his head, protecting him from the hurt while he still could, while he still would, while he was still Steed. Not a rush to the first time, but the last. The end.